Right, so draw swords, everyone. So Bible's high up in the air. And the first Bible reading is Psalm 107, verse 1. So don't, until I say go, go. So look up a Psalm 107, verse 1. First one with a hand up, say here. Six, page 610. Let's have a look. Yep. Okay. Right. There we go. Can we read that together, everybody? Yeah? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Great. Great. Excellent. All right, you can see we're warming up now. I'm getting used to it as well. So let's give it another go. Let's put away our swords. Draw swords. And the second reading is Mark chapter 10, verse 8. 18. Oh. Okay, it's different there. 10:18. Right, so go. Sophia, there you go. 101:4. Yep.
That God.
Okay, yes, it's that one. Yep, so it's page 1014. That's right. Thank you, Vi. And there. It's up there. So can we read that together as well? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. Thank you. Right, let's give it another go. Put your swords away. Draw swords. The passage is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. Go. Mary Ann.
It's page 1193.
Excellent.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it's received with thanksgiving.
Great. And there, we've got it up there. Thank you, Mary Ann, for reading that. Yeah. Excellent. We'll move to the next one. So again, put our swords away. And we'll draw swords again. Psalm 145, verse 9. Go. Anne. Thank you, Sophia, there.
Page 632.
Page 632. And I'm wondering if we can read this one all together. Yes, that's absolutely right. Page 632. Thank you, Anne. And it says, we read this together. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Right, the last one. So for the last time, swords under, away. Draw swords. And this last one is Psalm 34, verse 8. Didn't say go. Some very keen people. Go. Liz.
Page 561.
Not doubting you. I'm just glad you've got me to the right page. Yeah. Yes, Liz. Thank you very much. So it is page 561. So you can look that up if you haven't found it. And we're going to read it together. And it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you very much, everyone.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, I will have one. Thank you. That's great. Well done, Sophia. Sophia, what happened to your glasses? The side of your thing came off playing netball. Oh, you poor thing. Well, I must admit, they're staying on your face very straight. I'm very impressed. We love her talking. We love her talking. That's great. Thank you, Davina and Sophia, for helping us so much. That's brilliant. Right, we're going to be thinking about God's goodness together. So let's pray and ask for God's help. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. And as we think about your goodness now, Lord, we pray you will open our hearts and minds to this wonderful aspect of your character. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess God's goodness is one of the first things we learn about God. Do you know, a common prayer for families is this. It's up on the screen. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Should we give that a go? Okay. You can do it like this. You can go, God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Let's give that a go. Ready? God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. You might like to use that a bit later on, okay? When you eat your food later on. It's one of the earliest things that we teach our children. It's one of the most basic things about God, and it echoes one of the verses we looked up a moment ago from Psalm 107, which says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Now, when the Bible says that God is good, it doesn't mean that God is good in comparison to others. So if I say that this bag of crisps here is a good bag of crisps, if you like cheese and onion crisps, this is a good bag of cheese and onion crisps. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, that this is the epitome of goodness. It means that this is just one, you know, good bag of crisps among many other good bags of crisps. But this is one of the good ones. Do you like cheese and onion crisps? You can have that then. Yeah, you can. There you go. Save it to afterwards. There'll be too much crunching in the service, but you can eat it afterwards. You see, God is not like that. You see, God is not good because he compares favourably to other gods. No, the Bible says there is no one like the Lord. God's goodness is unique, which is why our reading from Mark's Gospel, we heard that Jesus said, no one is good except God alone. This means that God is the standard of goodness in himself. No matter how hard we try, we can never be as good, excuse me, as God. Now, the moon is 238,855 miles from Earth. Quite a long way, isn't it? I didn't realise it was as far as that, but that's how far it is. 238,855 miles from Earth. And if we could drive a car to the moon, it would take us almost 6 months to get there. That's really, really, really far away. Now imagine that little Oliver this morning tried to jump to the moon. Okay? There he is. There's Oliver being thrown up in the air, trying to jump to the moon. He wouldn't get very high, would he? Even Sophia might be able to throw him a little bit higher, but on his own efforts, he wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't be able. Oh, hope that hasn't caused more problems for your glasses. But anyway, now if Sophia was going to try and jump to the moon, she might be able to jump a little bit higher than her brother, little brother. If her dad tried to jump to the moon, he might not be able to jump as high as Sophia. I don't know, but maybe he could. Maybe you could. But say, you know, a professional basketball player. Wow, you know, they can jump really high, can't they? But whether it's Oliver, whether it's Sophia, whether it's Ewan, whether it's LeBron James or whatever, great basketball player, no one's getting anywhere near the moon, are they? Even though they can jump higher than each other, no one's getting nearer to the moon. You see, each can jump higher than the other, but none of them can reach the moon. Of course not. It's so far away. No matter how tall or strong you are, you can never jump to the moon. But just like no one can ever jump to the moon, no one can ever be as good as God, because God's goodness is on a totally different level to ours. For God is infinitely good. He always has been good and always will be good. He can't increase or decrease in his goodness. God is good to the highest degree. And it means that everything God is and everything God says and everything God does is always good. Let me just highlight three ways in which we learn of God's goodness. Three ways where God displays his goodness. Firstly, we see God's goodness in creation. We see God's goodness in creation. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, time and time again, we keep hearing God making something. It says, and it was good. And it was good. And 1 Timothy 4 really summarizes that. It says, for everything God created is good. And I'm sure we could all list loads of things this morning that God has made that we could say, yes, that's good. That's good. It's interesting, just before the service, Margaret came up to me and she goes, PJ. I said, yes. And I was slightly distracted because I was trying to get everybody in. And she said, I saw my first skylark this Friday. And I said, what? You did your first skydive this Friday? Couldn't quite hear her properly. But she loves her birds. Oh, she sees the skylarks and it makes her heart sing because they're so beautiful. I wonder what makes your heart sing this morning as you think about God's goodness. God has made the mountains. He's made the beaches. He's made the trees. He's made the flowers. He's made the sun. He's made the moon and the stars. He's made birds and animals. And God has given special honour to humanity to rule the world under him. He's given all this as a gift. Have you noticed just in the last few weeks the birds beginning to cheep? You've really sort of start to hear them in a way in which perhaps through the winter you haven't done. But suddenly they're singing, aren't they, and cheeping away. Have you seen the leaves come out on the trees this week? We've had sunlight in our garden for some time because we haven't had any leaves. And this week the leaves have come out and suddenly the shadows are appearing. And it's that lovely fresh green, isn't it? It's beautiful. Have you noticed the grass beginning to grow and you think, oh, I better go out and mow that? Have you noticed daisies coming out on the lawn? Have you noticed insects going around the air? There's life all around us. You see, God's goodness is seen all around us in creation. So God's goodness is seen in creation. But secondly, God's goodness is seen as in his daily care for all things. His daily care for all things. You see, he's not only made everything, but God sustains everything every single day. Psalm 145 verse 9 says that the Lord is good to all. And then later in verse 16 of the same psalm, he says, you open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. You know, he provides rain, doesn't he? So our food can grow. We're told in the psalms that he actually makes grass for the cattle to eat. We're told he provides food for the ravens. And we could go on and on and on and on, explaining the way God sustains everything through his goodness every single day into the finest detail. God's goodness is seen in creation. God's goodness is seen through his daily care for the world. And thirdly, God's goodness is seen in salvation. Psalm 86 says, for you are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call on you. You know, we don't deserve anything good from God's hand because the Bible says we've all rebelled against him And yet God's goodness is seen in the way he holds out forgiveness to us. Forgiveness to a sinful world. It's seen in the way he achieved that forgiveness in sending his son to die on the cross to win forgiveness for us. Oh, how good God is to willingly come in the person of his son to die the death we deserve to save us from our sins. So God's goodness is seen in creation. God's goodness is seen in his daily care for all things. And God's goodness is seen in salvation. Three ways in which the Lord's goodness is seen. Well, how should we respond to his goodness? How should we respond to his goodness? Well, firstly, we should be thankful. So either children this morning, the few we've had, and some adults if they wanted to, have made this little craft. It says, God is good all the time. It's a little clock face. No matter what time of day it is. Every single day, every single minute, every single second, God is good to you and me. And it means we have so much to thank the Lord for. Here's something you might consider doing. Here is a God's blessings jar, or a goodness of God jar. Okay, and it's just a jar with a lid, and it's got a little ribbon around it. It says God blessing, God's blessings, or you can say God's goodness. And it's got little bits of paper stuck in the side. And in this jar, every day, perhaps after you have your dinner, why not just write down one little thing, one way in which you know God's goodness that day. It might be just you love the food you eat. It may be that you hear the birds singing. It may be you've had a lovely chat with someone, you've got a good friend. Loads of things. Write it down and stick it in the jar. And then over time, you build up a jar full of things to thank God for. And sometimes we go through life and we think, oh, God's not being good to me. It's good to open the jar and have a look and remind yourself of just how good God is to us. Because God is good to us all the time. And thanksgiving, being thankful, is the right thing to be to a God who is good. So consider that. Be thankful. And express your thanks to him day by day. Secondly, if God is good, we need to learn from God's goodness. You see, because God is the author of goodness, because he is the standard of goodness, only he can decide what is and isn't good. Goodness isn't something that we decide. No, we need to look to God to learn what is good. So we're not to let what our friends say, or what we hear on the TV, or read on the internet, define what is good and what isn't. No, we need to pay careful attention to what God says is good. What does God teach us about good friendships and good relationships? What does God say about good behaviours and good attitudes? We're to learn from God's word what God says is good and bring our thinking about what is good into line with his and live the good lives God has called us to live. So we should be thankful, we should learn from God's goodness, and finally, we need to experience God's goodness for ourselves. There's a saying which we're all familiar with, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. It means that you can only judge if something is any good or not by trying it, by using it, by experiencing it. You see, you can't tell if a pudding is good, really, by just looking at it. You can't tell if a pudding is good by keeping it at arm's length. You have to try it. Now, in our family, Gerda is known as the flapjack mama. She makes a really, really good flapjack. She had some clergy wives over this week. She made a batch for the clergy wives. There weren't many left, but I managed to get there before. Who would like to taste and see whether Gerda's flapjacks are good? Come on, Sophia, come down. These are flapjacks with chocolate bits in it. Okay. Elijah? Sure. got butter in them, I'm afraid. Do you want Carol? There you go. Do you want one, John? Flapjack? See if, taste and see whether these are any good. Go on. Three left. Any last one, Mark?
Go on, I'll try.
Gonna get one for your dad. Here you go. Alfred. John? Sure. Last one. Go, okay, so what do you reckon? Are they any good? Lovely. Yeah?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I love it.
He doesn't like it, he loves it. Do you know, I was about to panic then. Well done, I don't like it, I love it. But that, you see, people who've tasted those flapjacks think, actually, yeah, that's a good flapjack. Yeah? It's a good flapjack. No, it's a, you know, she baked them on Thursday, so they're fantastic on the first day. So you haven't got it at their best, but they're still good, even now. You know, David, King David, said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because David knew just how good being in relationship with God is. David looked to God at a time in his life when he was in great need. He cried out to God, and God saved him from his fears and troubles and sustained him through very difficult times. David experienced God's goodness firsthand. And because David knew just how good God had been to him, he encourages us to experience God for ourselves, to experience his goodness for ourselves. He encourages us to taste and see too that the Lord is good. And we do that by calling out to God, by asking him for help, by putting our trust in him for everything we face. And as we do, David says we will experience just how good God is. You know, many here this morning, like David, can give the same testimony. I was speaking to someone before the service, and they were telling me about some remarkable things in their lives which just highlight just how good God has been to them. And I guess many here today would have the same testimony. Many of us have tasted and seen just how good God is. When I think about asking someone after the service, have you experienced God's goodness? And see what they say. Why not do that? Even better. Why not reach out to the Lord yourself? Why not taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good? Let's pray. Father, we sang earlier, clap your hands, shout for joy. The Lord is good, the Lord is good. Praise his name, sing out loud. The Lord is good to me. Father, day by day, please show us just how good you really are. Thank you for the countless blessings we have from you day by day. As one hymn says, blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside. Father, fill our hearts with thanks. Fill our hearts with a desire to learn from you what is good. May we day by day taste and see that you are good. Amen. We're going to sing.